Boom Slang is a hip-hop duo from Montpelier. They've got a new record coming out October 27th. And joining me now from our Montpelier studios is Said One and JL from Boom Slang. Welcome, you guys.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Mary.
Before we talk about the new record, give us like the landscape of your band. Said One, you go first.
Yeah, you know, I've been making music with Johnny here for about 10 years. Just love hip-hop, love lyrical hip-hop. We try to keep it family-friendly as possible, try to use high lyrical content, and keep it non-violent and as non-misogynistic as possible with content.
JL, you're like the beats and the production.
Yeah, so I have a bunch of gear, full setup, you know, and I make all the tracks that we use. Back in the beginning, we were both emceeing and just having a lot of fun with it. That's really the root of Boom Slang. It's just something that's always been there for us to enjoy and to, you know, escape whatever problems we might have encountered out in the world that day, or just a good release for, you know, our artistic endeavors.
Well, let's talk about the new album. It's called Attack the Vampire. Tell us more.
Oh, man, we're so happy about this new album. We've been working really hard for the last 3 years. I think we've been probably the most productive we've ever been as a band, just putting together new tracks, new material, and it's just been getting better and better since the first album dropped in 2014. This time around, we went with a couple features from some of the local Vermont hip-hop artists that we've really been gravitating towards. And I just want to say, like, the Vermont hip-hop scene is unbelievable. There's so many talented artists coming up right now and coming out with great material. There's like a whole community coming around it. We've got a band called Maiden Voyage. These guys are from Windsor, Vermont. We've got a band called The Precepts from Burlington, Vermont, featuring sort of a Burlington legend lyric, as well as Jer Coons on that track. And we've got another track on the album with a group called Champagne Dynasty, sort of a Montpelier original with our friend Nate Lander, who owns Bookspieler Records in Montpelier, our good friend Alexis. And it's just an amazing array of artists that are joining us, mixed and mastered by a man named Zach Crawford for Sky Splitter Inc. So there's just so many people from Vermont really on this record and touching it, as opposed to just me and JL, which was what the first album was really all about.
And also another local friend of ours, Amy Kennenbauer, did all the art and graphic design. We're just really fortunate being in the circle of people that we are.
Let's listen a little bit to a track. This one's called Knockin', and there's so many delicious layers of things happening in this track, and it's also really accessible. Said, when you mentioned that this track is your favorite, why?
Well, I think, you know, when you talk about the layers, too, that sort of goes to the genius of JL's beats. So many layers upon layers of samples, just like atmosphere that he adds, like all these small elements that don't really stand out by themselves, but as a whole, they really create this atmosphere. And I think this track sort of captures the Boom Slang aesthetic in many ways. It's sort of dark, brooding, but high tempo with a lot of energy and sort of dynamics between sort of my high tempo verses and Johnny's slower, sort of more methodical, more deliberate delivery. But I think this track really captures the sound of the album in so many ways, which is why I really wanted to share it with you and your listeners.
Yo, it's off the wall, off the hook, off the charts, it'll leave you shook. It only took 1 second, but
it's also a great song because it was the first one that we did after the first album. I just remember the excitement about, like, that was surrounding it, just having a lot of fun with it. A new chapter for us. It holds a place in my heart for that as well.
The hook that keeps repeating, there's no use knocking on the window because you can't come in. Take us a little deeper into the meaning behind that sample.
I think we do a good job of, you know, being on both sides of the window, really, because Said One's verses are kind of like basically asking people not to knock because they can't come in. And then when you get to my verse, it's like, I'm knocking because I want to get out.
Yo, I'm knocking on the window because I want to get out. Stones for the folks in the big glass house.
You know, you guys are striving to create music that is so accessible and danceable and also makes you think when you're listening to the lyrics. And the fact that you try to be non-misogynistic, you're not dropping swear words in and out. Talk about that choice.
You know, unfortunately, the genre that we're in, it is a part of some of that. I really don't see the point for it anywhere in music. We have families. We have moms. We have, you know, it's just it doesn't need to be there, so we don't have it in our music.
And to build on that, too, I think, you know, that we have families, we have young children. We've always tried to create music that we could play in front of them without, I think, feeling embarrassed or ashamed of it, while still having adult content in there that everyone could gravitate towards. So I think it's something we've really worked on and kept in the front of our minds. And, you know, you have to talk about what you know, too, and what you do and who you are. And that should be what your art represents. And that's no part of our lives, nor is the violence that I think is depicted in much of hip hop these days as well. So we're really trying to chart our own course and have our own sound and stick to sort of the foundation of it.
Musical influences? JL, you go first.
I love everything. Mm-hmm. And I think if you listen to, you know, our body of work that we have between both albums, you're going to catch a wide array of samples that have been used, everything from like a flamenco guitar to like something that sounds like a drum and bass song. We love it all.
Yeah, and for me, sort of like growing up in the 80s, it's sort of like as hip hop was emerging as a new art form, I was just so drawn to like the Beastie Boys, Run DMC, like as it was coming through my television screen. And it was both a culture I'd never seen before and also a way of talking and communicating and making music that was totally new to me and intriguing. And I think the love that I which was immediately fell in love with that, has sort of sustained itself over the last 30 years.
Album release party for Attack the Vampire. It's coming up Friday, October 27th. Make me want to go.
I wouldn't miss this even if I wasn't playing. These other bands are fantastic. So worth seeing.
Said One, JL from Boomslang. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Said One and JL make up Montpelier-based hip-hop duo Boomslang and their second album, Attack the Vampire. Lots of special guests. Get all the details at vpr.net.